William Sapphire, my old neighbor in Washington, D.C., helped blow the whistle last week on an effort that could move America one step closer to a police state. In a syndicated column in the New York Times, he disclosed a little-known feature of the Homeland Security bill that is positively Orwellian. Here's how Sapphire describes what the amendment would do. I quote, "Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy and medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade you score, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual, centralized, grand database. This information would be collected from commercial sources. To it would be added every scrap of government information about your private life, passport applications, driver's license data, judicial and divorce records, complaints about you from nosy neighbors or people with a grudge against you, plus the latest hidden camera surveillance. All of it would go into a computerized record that would be more powerful and intrusive than anything foreign secret police compiled on their citizens in World War II or the Cold War. It would be, as the Pentagon puts it, total information awareness about every citizen of the United States." Bill Sapphire is a conservative Republican who, before he joined the Times, once worked for Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew. But unlike Attorney General John Ashcroft and evidently George Bush, Sapphire has a libertarian streak and thinks that limited government actually means protecting our privacy. I don't know how the Senate will vote on this privacy-busting amendment, but I do know how the amendment got this far. When a people are scared, their instinct is to surrender their rights to a popular leader. This is how liberty always is lost. This is how this government, after all, forced a certain class of Americans into concentration camps in World War II. Now, in the war on terrorism, some are being detained without charges again. But for the rest of us, it'll be subtler than that. The only thing that will become government property, for now, will be the private facts of our lives. I go back to Benjamin Franklin, who said, "They who give up essential liberty to obtain temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." This is Les O'Coin.